We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday night. It's the first day of the 2019 Superior Showdown, sponsored by Subway. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on the Tufts University Jumbos here in the second game of the tournament. The winner advancing to the championship game tomorrow against Marion. I'm John Garver, and as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna in the pregame show. And first things first, how was Christmas in the McKenna household?
Christmas came early this year. My three Rugrats woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and we went from 2:30 to 7:30, and then pretty much everybody crashed for a little bit, and then it was pretty special from there on out. So it was a fun one, and I'm sure you had a great one too with your little guy, first Christmas there. So it was pretty special for everybody.
Santa Claus bring Coach McKenna anything good?
I slept in one day, which was huge.
That's better than any
That was better than get. Any gift, exactly. No, it was good. It was just, it was nice and quiet. I was able to hang out with my wife a little bit and then the three boys, so it was good.
Let's take a step back a couple of weeks here. Last time out, you had Northland here at Westman Arena on a Saturday, and it was a 7-0 victory. And I think the score not really indicative of what kind of a game that was. You guys jumped on them really early, scoring four times in the first period, and really kind of put that thing out of reach early. But I think it was maybe a little closer than 7-0 would make you think.
I would agree with that. I think the one thing I will say is our guys were able to have the mental toughness of not knowing that finals were coming up. They didn't go on break early mentally. They were engaged. We were able to get a jump on them. We really wanted to go out with a win going into break, and the guys got the job done. So it was a good game. It was a tough game. One thing Seamus does with his guys is they don't give up. They were still hard to play against even through the third. So it was a good game.
And I think probably a bit of a message sender at the same time, because you see them again next Friday, so it's not like you have a big break between games against them.
No, and it'll be their first game back too. So, that was something we also talked about going into the game of, like, guys, like, we need to make sure they know they're going to have to come back here, make it hard on them, make it so they don't want to do it. And, our guys came out. We were skating. The biggest thing is we were skating that game. I thought our legs were underneath us. So that part was good.
And I reckon you kind of looked on your lineup, and again, you've had a balanced attack all season long, and the balance came through in that game too. Just about every line scoring for you. Got some goals from the defensemen too.
Yeah, no, it was, Lawson, right? I don't really remember this game that much. It was so long ago, Carbs.
Read the box score.
Yeah, I would have had to read the box score before this interview. But, Lawson got his first one. So that was good. Guys that have been scoring continued to score, because I think Durham got one too, right? And, we had a lot going off the rush that game from what I remember. It wasn't so much down low play and everything, but it was, and we scored a shorthanded too, right? So perfect, we won special teams.
I was going to bring up the shorthanded goal. That's a good segue. One that came off the rush, and Pav got that one. Good to see him get back on the score sheet too after missing all those games with injury.
Yeah, he's Pav's a hard worker. He kind of plays with his heart on his sleeve, and it was good to see him get rewarded. Before he went down with injury, he was one of our better forwards, so it was nice to see him kind of pick up right where he left off. And so we're happy everybody's healthy right now, and everybody's back, hopefully recharged and ready to go.
Is that Austin Friesen's best game as a Yellow Jacket that night?
By far, he was wheeling and dealing that night. I think he got one team award. I don't know which one. It might have been the game puck. So he was. He looked good. He's been getting better, and Colton Nelson looked it's pretty hair pulling to put a lineup together right now for us.
So a couple weeks off, and you're back at it here tonight now against Tufts. Do you worry about having a little bit of rust?
Yeah, of course, and they will too probably. And the first period will probably have to, whoever kind of probably starts the fastest will probably have a better chance at anything for being successful tonight. It's a team that have we even ever played them, right? So I don't think we've ever played them as a university. Something new, and it'll be a cool experience. And you know, being working in the NESCAC for 2 years, you know, our guys have to be prepared. You know, they'll be a tough opponent for sure.
NESCAC schools typically play a little less physical style of play. They play a little more high tempo. They try to skate a little bit. Do you expect that same kind of game out of them?
I expect that out of them, yes. But I think, in all honesty, the game of hockey is just changing so much. You know, teams are very adaptable. You know, they have a pretty decent size player on their roster throughout their lineup. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to kind of come in and try and bang a little bit, get into the game. And, you know, our guys need to be able to push back and you know, have our feet under us. And, you know, I think, you know, it's a little bit of a trap game for both teams, right? So let's see who shows up and who sticks to this structure, who hasn't forgotten almost everything. You know, and it'll be a good game.
It's amazing how much you can forget over a couple-week break like you had here. So Oscar got the start last time out, got the shutout in the 7-0 victory. He gets the nod again?
Yes, yeah, Oscar's going again. He's still been good, you know, you know, Hector's been good, and Alti's been pushing, and, you know, it's you know, you could really just throw a bunch of names at the wall and make your lineup from there. You know, we've been pretty fortunate on that with our depth and in all three positions. And yeah, Oscar's going tonight, and let's get it done.
Sounds good, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, guys.